On page Memches, the Maimer Atan Nitzav Mayam Kulchem, Spanecha Hashem Avakesh, the seeking out of the Pnimius, our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and to take advantage of that extraordinary matzav of the Elias HaNeshama, of the return of the Neshama, of Nishmas Yisrael, for the Sherish, to the root of all the Neshamas of Knesset Yisrael and Shemaim and Shoshan, and how that happens. So we were learning how there must be now an Isarusa de Lasata, his Iris, an awakening from below, to be Ma'ira the Bris and the Iskashis between us and Hashem. We spoke a lot about that Bris, the meaning of Bris. Zechroinus means remembering the Bris, reconnecting to that Bris. And Chazal tell us, how does that happen? Bameh, the Shofar. It happens with the Shofar. And how is the Shofar Ma'orer the Bris? How does it revive that ancient Bris that was made between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that's what we were learning last time. That the kol shofar, the sound of the shofar, is a sound that comes mi'umka deliba mi'pnimiyis halev. It comes from the depths of the heart, from the place of pnimiyis in a person that is beyond words. It cannot be contained in the klei hadibur that Rebbe explained. And this is what we're talking about, the inyan of that kol, of that sound, of that cry, which is a bechina of tkiya. Is the tkiya and the shvarm and the trua. And the tkiya, we were learning, we're up to footnote 18 on page Mem Ches, footnote 18 on the bottom. What is the meaning of the word tkiya? Well, is that tam nikra tkiya? The meaning of the word tkiya. Al shem shenakudas pnimis halev hi tekua belev. The word tkiya means reaching that part of a person that is takua. Takua means that something is fixed. It's set, attached. So that part of a Jew, Pnimius Halev, a lot of things change in the chitzonius of who we are. There's a lot of stuff going on the surface. But the part of a Jew that's the Pnimius Halev is Tekua Belev, the Tachlis Apsikis, Mi Bilti Tuchalios Merkevis B'Seich V'Das. Remember? It doesn't depend, the pnimius of who we are doesn't depend upon seichel or das, of what we understand, of what makes sense, or even of how we feel. It's a reality that's takua, that's fixed and set in the heart of a Jew. that can't really be expressed in words that consist of letters, and to speak about and to reveal it in such a way. Now look back on the right column, at the bottom in the brackets. Through this tshuva ilah, from the depths of the heart that is expressed in the sound of the tkiya, and the sound of the tkiya and the shvarim and so on, through that we are able to awaken the pnimius alev and the remembrance of the bris. So on the right side, the right column, memchas on the bottom, v'zui nekudas habir in brackets, in italics. V'zui nekudas habir b'hekshe sheben shloisha hinyon v'malchi zechrenis v'shoifes. And this is the explanation of the connection between the three parts of the Avaida of Rosh Hashanah, Malchias, Zechrinus, Vishaifus. Iker in Yonel Shu Rosh Hashanah, Hu Malchias. The Tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, and the Iker of Rosh Hashanah, is Malchias. Shemamlichim as a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mamlech Hashem. Kamoish Adam Arishan, Amar Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, Hashem Molach, Geus Lodesh. So that word, Melech, HaMelech, Hashem Malach, that really contains within it the whole Tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, to be Mamlech Hashem. L'chein Maskir Bechol Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah in Malchus. Therefore, all of the Tfilas, all the davening of Rosh Hashanah, revolves around the Malchus. Omnam, however, K'dei Lifol Eitz L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol. In order for us to be Poyel, Kivyochol, that Hashem should want sheyirtzeh lias melech aleinu. In Malchus, we're expressing our hope, our rotzen, and our desire that Hashem should be melech over us, and our commitment to serve the King. That's Malchus. But we still have to approach Hashem and kivyochol convince him, I'm not talking about like with a human being, we're just borrowing a term, to convince him to be ma'ayre kivyochol, the rotzen ha'elyon, the highest rotzen of Hashem, that he should give us another chance. In other words, that he should agree to, that he should agree to our proposal. That here we are, we're your people, we want you to be our king. Avadecha, Anu Avadecha, we commit ourselves to you, we want you to be the Melech, to be our Melech. Zichreinus means, Satsrichim La'ira Zichrein Habris, through the Psukim of Zichreinus, to awaken the memory. Again, we're not talking about Hashem forgetting, but to be Mo'ira the Ratzon, to be faithful to the ancient bris that was made, as per our entire discussion of how a bris works. That's Zichreinus. So how are we Mo'ira the Zikaron? How do we bring Kivyochel Hashem back down memory lane? How do we take a stroll with Hashem down memory lane to the beginning of the bris, to be ma'ira, that zikaron, that memory of the bris? So Chazal say, b'me b'shoifer. The shoifer is an amazing thing. The shoifer does that. Shezichron ha'bris u'aydei ha'voide the shoifer. Vati yivor zebarachover prati zeiser. So now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain this in greater detail, more b'harchav, he's going to expand how this works with the shofar, that the shofar can accomplish that. U'masal b'perek zeh b'bir inyan avodas hatshuva min nekudas pnimius halev. The tshuva, that avodah of tshuva from the nekuda, the pnimius halev, that is the inyan of the shofar, to be ma'ira that nekuda of the scream of the heart. That's how we shake Kivyochel back into that memory of the bris, through the shofar, through the scream of the Pnimius Halev that comes from the Pnimius Halev. We're able to bring Kivyochel, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, back to that old bris. Sheichus l'zichron ha'bris. So now let's learn up on top. B'bir hadavar, page Mem Ches. Ubir Hadavar, the explanation of this, Yachsiv, Locho Omar Libi, Bakshu Panai, Espanecha Shemavakesh. In the capital that we say throughout the entire time of the Yumei HaRotzen, Lodavar Hashem Arivi Yishi, in that capital we say, Locho Omar Libi, to you, Rabbanu Shalom, my heart is saying, Bakshu panai is panecha Hashem avakesh. Panai, hainu pnimiyas alayv. Through the innermost point of who I am seeking you. Through the innermost point of who I am searching for you. Panai hainu pnimiyas alayv. This scream of the heart that is contained in the shofar consists of two bechinas, two components, two bechinas. Bechinas pnimis, gam bechinas chitzonis. There's a bechina of pnimis, there's a scream. There's a scream that is coming from the pnimius halev. This tzakas halev can come from the pnimius halev and gam b'chinas chitzonius. And there's also a type of a cry or a scream. There's a type of shofar sound. There's an expression of the chitzonius halev, of the external, outer part. What's chitzonius alive and what's pnimius alive? Remember, the tachas is to come to us panecha Hashem avakesh. Panecha. And the way to come to that, the way to get there is bakshu ponai, is to the pnimius alive. But to get to the pnimius alive, we have to travel through the chitzonius alive. We have to work on all levels. So what's chitzonius? What does it mean, the outerness, external heart, and what is the inwardness, the outwardness and the inwardness of the heart? Chitzonius halev unimshach min hadas v'hezbeinus v'gedulas Hashem. The chitzonius of a person's heart is aroused by thinking deeply, by meditating upon the Gdulas Hashem. Hunimshach min hadas v'hizbanus b'gdulas Hashem. By meditating and thinking deeply upon the Gdulas Hashem, Hashem's greatness, v'hispashtus oir ein soiv baruch hu al hanivroim, and how Hashem's infinite light has descended and entered into our lives to give life and meaning to life. Me'ayin liyesh, from absolute nothing to something. Kol tzva shamayim halyoinim, that Hashem brought into existence from nothing all of the heavens and everything that is there. V'ha'aretz v'chol ha'ashav, on the earth and all that's on the earth. U'v'tuba mechadash b'chol yom tamid ma'ase bereishis, and in His goodness and His kindness, every single day, every single second, Hashem is creating me'yesh Ayin, me'ayin to yesh, all of creation. Vatam chayes kulam, in every second Hashem is infusing creation with life. Asher b'harchi v'daita b'dvarim ha'elu, that if a person uses his mind to think deeply about this, v'chayotze b'elu, obviously to expand and to go into this more and more. Nimshach la'odam b'chinas tzaikas alayv. It will draw out from the person by thinking these thoughts and going into them deeply. It will cause there to be a tzaikas alayv, a scream of the heart. We're talking about the chitzanyas alayv. Litzayk libo el Hashem. The heart screams out to Hashem. The limshaych achrav, and the heart is drawn after Hashem. The dovka bayis baruch, to be attached, to cleave to Hashem. The tshuka, with great longing, with tzimoyin and thirst. There's all the chitzanius alayv. We haven't gotten yet to the pnimius alayv. V'zeu achre Hashem Yelchu Ka'arye Yishag. The Pasuk in Navi in Hosea. Achri Hashem Yelechu Ka'arye Yishag. We will be drawn to go after Hashem. We'll be pulled after Hashem. Our hearts will pull us naturally to follow Hashem. Ka'arye Yishag. And will roar like a lion. Ka'arye Yishag. Sheyesh Bechinas Shaga Bechinas Chitzanyas Alev. There is a roar that comes out from the Chitzanyas Alev. Hu Bechinas Achri Hashem Yelechu Ka'aryesh B'merkov El Yoyna. One of the animals that is found in the Merkava, in the vision of Yechezkel Hanavi, was the lion. As strange as that seems, the Aryeh is by the Merkava El Yoyna. As it says, Pnei Aryeh El Hayamin. The face of the lion was on the right. V'hein kol machne Michoel. The meaning of Aryeh, the Rebbe is explaining, what does it mean? Aryeh Yishag. What is the roaring of the lion? What is the roaring of the lion? Aryeh Yishag. What is that? The lion that is on the Merkava Ha'Oyayna, Pnei Aryeh El Yamin, Vim Kol Machne Michoel, which consists of the entire camp of the angel Michoel, Shavadosam Bishagosam Hu El Hayamin. The Avoida and the singing and screaming and calling out of the Aryeh means the entire camp of Michoel, which is the right side of El Hayamin. Bechinas Ahava, which is the Bechina of love. Michol, which is the right side, is Bechinas Ahava. V'goydel Ahavosam Uchukosam Lihibotel Ulikolal B'or Ein Saif Baruch Hu. And on that right side, the camp of Michol, There's a great ahava, there's a great love, and tshuka, and longing. Lihibotel, to become bottle, lihikolel, and to lose oneself, one's own independent self, lihikolel bor ein saif, and to become part of the infinite light of Hashem. Hamahava Vamachaya Isam, that enlivens, that gives life to them, to these angels that are in the Machne of Michoel. That's the deeper meaning of the Ka'aryeh Yishag. And from where does this great love and longing come from? To become bottle, to lose oneself, and to go back to being a part of the infinite light of Hashem. That's Machmas HaSagosam. His Havusa Mi'ayin Liyesh. Because the Malachim understand. The Malachim, the angels, meditate upon this. How their existence is every single second. Mi'ayin Liyesh, coming from nothing into something. And this life force and existence that is being infused to them, into the angels, each and every second. All of this is called Chitzanyas Alev. There comes, that is taken from this ispashtus of the light of Hashem upon all that exists. Shesham Olu Hasagas and Nivroim.
Kol echad ve'echad lefi erko ve'ein ze elaziv. From that place where the Nivroim, where creation can think about and understand how God creates each and every Nivra, every second, me'ayin li'yesh, each one according to his madrega, but still, ve'ein ze elaziv, still it's a ray, it's a ziv, it's not the pnimius. It's not the pnimius. This is possible in the life of a human being. That there can be a cry, a scream, like the roar of the lion, that is coming from the chitzonius halev, that is referring to the avaida of the angels, that is an avaida that is filled with such great love and longing that it brings to that feeling that I no longer want to have my own separate existence. I only want to be batel to Hashem. And that avaida, which is the avaida of the angels who are constantly aware and thinking about this reality of the infinite light of Hashem that is giving them life and existence every second. This is the avaid of the angels that are on the right side from the camp of Michael. And this is the avaid that a Jewish person is able to engage in through the Tkiya Shofar, or that aspect of the Tkiya Shofar, that is able to touch the part of the person that's called the Chitzonius HaLeif. Again, this is still the Chitzonius HaLeif. Let's try to understand this. It's very hard. Let's go back to the Biur on page Mem Ches, left column, on top. Ubiur Hadava. Chsiv lacham alibi bakshu panai and pnimis alev tzakas alev shtei bechinas. Ubiur madrega zu b'tshuva. The shofar is an expression of tshuva. It's not if a person's shofar blowing or shofar hearing is just to make a sound, then you are yotzei the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, but you haven't, of course, accomplished what the shofar is capable of accomplishing for you. The tachlis of the shofar is that it's to express the scream of the shofar that's coming from inside of the individual. So, be a madrega zu b'tshuva shabmi oimek halev. Hinek siv, it says in the Dovra Shemari v'yishi, l'chom alibi bakshu panay espanecha havai avakei sha'adiyu kanhu panay. The Russian pnimius. Bakshu panay, pnimius. Bakshu panay, the hainu. Hainu, ha'avoidish mitzat pnimius halev. Only through panay, through the pnimius halev, can one seek a true relationship, kivyochel, the pnimius of Hashem. Ki ba'avaydas tzakas halev, yeshtei b'chinas. That's why it says, panai is pnimius, because there are two levels. Zushu mitzad chitzonius halev, v'zushu mitzad pnimius halev. There is the chitzonius halev, and all of its great effort to connect Hashem. And then there's the Pnimius slave. We didn't talk yet about the Pnimius slave, only the Chitzonius slave. Ha'hevdo b'neim hu, the difference between them is, the ha'regesh she'b'chitzonius slave, hu regesh she'ef shalataro, the feeling of the Chitzonius HaLev is one that it's possible to describe. One can talk about it. L'chein nikra Chitzonius, and therefore it's called Chitzonius. L'fishanitun lezgalis b'chutz. It's called Chitzonius because I can talk about it. I can explain it. Masha'enikan ha-regesh shemitzat pnimiyas alayv. Unlike the regesh, the calmness in the pnimiyas alayv, hu ha-regesh ha-mis'ayrik shahadavar negeh ba'aymek nekudis alayv, is a feeling that a person has when something touches the very, very deepest point of his heart. The feeling that that person has is sha'az regesh alayv hu'otzam ha'ayv. Then the feeling of the heart is so powerful, the EF Shalatara, that it can't be described. It cannot be revealed on the outside. It remains closed and hidden in the depths of the heart. The Rebbe is going to explain. Up ahead, the Rebbe is going to explain. Aleph, inyan shtei madregas halalu b'ahavas Hashem. These two madregas in ahavas Hashem, meaning pnimiyas halev and chitzonius halev and beis, ahevdol b'sibas shtei ahavas halev. The difference between what causes these two types of love. How is it that there is awakened, aroused within the heart of a person this type of love, this level of love that is called chitzonius halev? And how is it possible to reach that which is called pnimiyas halev? Shazui ha'avoda the Rosh Hashanah bakshu ponai. Which is the tachlis of the avoda of Rosh Hashanah that's called Bakshu Panai. The Hine Bekosu of Nemar says in Pasuk, on page Memtes in the Perush, Bakshu Panai is Panecha Havaya Avakesh, Shagam Kan, Madgish Panecha Havaya, the Lashon Pnimius. What the Pasuk in Tillim is telling us is that one depends on the other. In order for me to be able to find Panecha Hashem, the innermost face, so to speak, of Hashem, I can only do that through the Pnimius of who I am. Sha'avaydis Hashem bePnimius Halev Yaidei Sha'odim Evakish Magalos Akesher VaAdvekis bePanecha Havayim. And that's what the Rebbe is explaining. Let's go straight to the parish. Ahava la Hashem, b'bchinas chitzonius halev, the love for Hashem that is called ahava with chitzonius halev, the outwardness or external heart. He ahava shenolda aydei his abundance. Each and every one of us can do this, and we're supposed to do this. To take time and to try to be misbinding in the greatness of Hashem, in Gdulas Hashem, and other ways of meditating and thinking, that by using that seichel and his bininus, b'chsha'odam. When a person understands and thinks deeply about this, how Hashem is every second creating and giving life to all worlds, and all that exists, constantly each day. When a person thinks deeply about this, and he includes himself in that, it will be ma'ira him with a feeling shel tzimon of great thirst, utshuk and longing ledavka by his baruch to be attached to Hashem, which is his life. Hashem is his life. Hashem is not a hobby. Hashem is not something extra. It's not something that you have this religious part of your life. It's life itself. In the same way that a person, every second of his life, seeks life and wants life and loves being alive and is frightened of anything that could threaten his life.
So too, when a person thinks deeply and understands that every single second that Hashem is Boire Mechayez Mahave Me'ayin Liyesh Mamish,
Kamesha Kosev, as it says in Pasuk, Lahav is Hashem Lakecha, to love Hashem. And how does one do that? Ki hu chayecha. When you think deeply, when you meditate upon this reality of ki hu chayecha, it's not working. Fortunately, I still am. So we'll continue. Ki hu chayecha. Ki hu chayecha. The Pasuk says it befeirush. Lahav is Hashem Lakecha. Lahav is Hashem Lakecha. Ki hu chayecha. How does one come to love Hashem? To think about that. Again, one has to learn a lot more Tanya and Chassidus to have a deeper grasp of the material that consists of, ki hu chayecha. And it's not something that over 30 seconds that's going to become clear. We started a chabura, Baruch Hashem, 2 weeks ago. Twice a month, we're living Shai Yichud Amun in by Shalom Yonah's house with a couple other guys. And we started to learn the Shai Yichud V'Amunah. And one really has to learn the Shai Yichud V'Amunah ba'oimik, ba'oimik. And the rest of Tanya, but especially Shai Yichud V'Amunah, to know what am I supposed to be thinking about? What is this Hizbaninus? But the key to La'ahavas Hashem Lakecha is that meditation of ki hu chayecha. Ki hu chayecha. Klema. Shnei, the bottom of the right column. Klema. Shnei inyonim v'chitzanius alev. There are two inyonim in this which is called chitzanius alev. Aleph. Hi ahavas sichlis. You could sit down and think about it. It's an ahavas sichlis. You work on it. You use your brain. And you sit down and you think. And it doesn't mean thinking for a minute or for 2 minutes. It means an avoida with the seichel. This is an ahavas sichlis. So this chitzanius alev has the ability to love God through engaging one's mind in this meditation. He ahava sichlis shenolda mitzad havanas ha'odam. It comes through understanding. So this is an ahava that's through seichel and das. This is the chitzanius alev. One is ma'ira this through thinking. Havana, his bininus begedulas Hashem, and days. His bininus hamalida havazu, and the second point here is that the subject matter of the Hizbaninus that will be moiled, this ahava that will awaken this ahava, is what to think about. What should you think about? There are a lot of things you could think about, but the most powerful Hizbaninus and the most effective sichlius is Keitzad Hu Yizbarach Barim Mechayis Eilamus. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating and giving life to the Eilamus. Obviously, a person who is more steeped in learning Sisrei Torah and learning the secrets of how does Hashem create and bring life into existence every single moment, a person who understands that more will have a greater opportunity to achieve this Dveikus and Ahava through being Mizbainet. But if one's understanding of creation and of how Hashem is creating the world every moment, if that person's understanding is very simple or very shallow, that obviously is going to have an impact on the level of the ahava that will come as a result of this hisbainus. The person is either A, not capable intellectually of carrying a thought, or B, meaning of going deeply into a thought, or B,
even if the person is extremely intelligent and he has the power of concentration, but he doesn't know what to think about, which is what probably most of you are thinking right now is, okay, I mean, I can think about that for 30 seconds. Hashem created the world from nothing, and right now he's creating me and everything right now. That's around 15 seconds. I don't feel anything. What's that supposed to do for me? So we're missing two things. We're missing the power of concentration, really using our seichel. Using the seichel fully, engaging the seichel, which most of us have probably never done that once in life. Not once. So you think maybe, you know, you had an exam and you had to study for the exam, trying to think back on times and you really, really, really had to be misbinding into something and to think about it for a long time. One nakuda. Don't say that you remember you were studying for an exam for 4 hours last Thursday night. It means on one nakuda, one point, to be misbinding, to meditate upon one point and nothing else. Only that one point, not in the middle to think about supper. Not in the middle of the thought to be distracted by 1,000 other thoughts. But to meditate upon. Most people have never meditated once in their lives. And they don't know bechlal what that means. To be able to stay focused on one point, to think about one point, deeper and deeper and deeper without anything else, without any other thought, and without any noise or distraction at all. That's Aleph. And Beis is to know what that point is that I'm thinking about. So there's the ability to think, and there's the material that I'm thinking about. When these two are what they're supposed to be, the Torah says, that's the meaning of Ahashevoise Elavavecha. Then the person is able, guaranteed, to cause the chitzenius halev, the outer region of the heart, to be inflamed with love. That's obviously, that's not going to happen when you hold on to a thought for 5 seconds and the thought itself is one that has not really been understood or it hasn't been expanded. But the avoid is not avoid of chitzani yisalei. So that's base. His bainin is hamelita habazu. He kates that who is baruch bori mechayes ha'ilamis. Shazu his spashtus or ein saif baruch hu al nevarim. The second column. How Hashem's infinite light is mispashet, spreads, and reaches even us and everything around us. It's not kivyochel God Himself. El rak ha'or v'haziv. It's the light and the ray of that light, of the infinite light of God. Just that itself is mispashet mimenu yisbaruch, that extends forth from kivyochel Himself. Lislabish, that becomes enclosed, it's a ray of light, not God Himself, that is mispashet and is mislabish ba'olamus, that becomes enclosed in all worlds, ubin devroim and all that exists, lahachyoisim, to give life. Like the ray of light that comes out from the sun, lahoyir se'aretz, to give light, to shine on the world, on the earth. She'en gufa shemesh mispashet la'aretz. We don't have the sun here in this world. If the sun would come to the world, if the sun, S-U-N, would come to the world would explode. You can't have the sun in the world because the sun is too powerful for the world. The world would be destroyed. Even if the sun were a couple of miles closer, the world couldn't exist. So what is it, again, there's a mashal that the Tanya often comes back to, what is it that we experience here as far as this mashal of the sunlight is concerned?
Exactly that. We don't experience the sun. We experience the sunlight. We experience a ray, a hispashtus of the light of the sun, that the sun is in that place where it is, and from there it sends forth its rays of light. And that's what we experience. She'ein guf ha-shemesh mispashet la'aretz. It's not the actual sun itself that comes down to the world. Ragzivay va'ayra mispashet ha-megiyah la'aretz la'ayra. It's just the light of the sun is mispashet, spreads forth into the universe, and eventually it makes its way through our windows and into our homes and into our lives. It's a ziv, it's a ray of light. It's not the actual sun itself. And that's the meaning of Achrei Hashem Yileichu Ka'aryeh Yishon. Alahava zu shebechtzenis alev ne'amar, regarding this love, the love of the chitzenis alev, that is one that comes as a result of making the choice to think, to meditate upon this. Alahava zu shebechtzenis alev ne'amar Achrei Hashem Yileichu Ka'aryeh Yishon. Shatam shemedamin shagas ha'odam. The reason that this comparison is made between the shagas ha'odam, the scream or the roar of the person, la aryeh. Why is it compared to the aryeh, to the lion? Hulafisha b'china zubi ahavi hikamay ahavas hamalochim. It's because this love resembles the love of the angels that that are on the chariot above, shepneim el hayamin, whose faces are turned to the right, which is the pnei aryeh, which is the face of the lion, el hayamin, that is we're told in Yecheskel, on the right side, and that means the malachim shel machne michoel of the camp of michoel from the right, michoel miyamin, shavadosam, that these angels, by thinking about, by seeing and by thinking about the greatness of Hashem, how every, and by knowing fully how everything comes into existence every second, mi ayin, from nothing, the yesh mamish, that camp of Michoel is on fire with this avoida, which is avoida sahava, the avoida of love, avoida sahava b'chinas yamin, which is the right side. The list relaunch on the page. Ahavas hamalachim. This love of the angels, v'sha'agosam, and their roar, El Hashem, hi b'chinas chitzanyas halev. All of this is called chitzanyas halev. Hamis ayreres behem, that is awakened within the angels, machmas hasagosam, because of their great understanding, their great contemplation. It's so clear to the angels, or every single second, that Hashem is willing, wants them to be, and His wanting, and the Dvar Hashem brings them every second into existence. The angels see that and understand it, and because they think about that, the Ahava comes out in a shaga, in a scream, in a cry. And that's how we, in this world, can enter into the avodah of Ahavas Hashem. Look at footnote 20. V'zeh gam loshon shaga. That is the meaning of the loshon of shaga, the roar of the lion. The word shaga in Hebrew means the essence of the actual scream. Loy al hayros makor chaytzva, not where the scream comes from. Kishagas Arya Shaha Arya Kolo Godol Mene Rav Koicha Belavovo Yishag Bekol Ram. Ach Ein Zelim Yitzad Tik Boris Klei Lavovo Hagash Mi Lavad Avloi Mitzad Achnimis. The roar of the lion, of course, is only a muscle for what we're talking about. Because the roar of the lion is very loud, very scary, the way that the lion makes that sound, because it has tremendous strength inside. It has tremendous strength to give out such a noise. That even all the other animals have a pacha, they all go running. They're afraid when they hear the lion gives out. But that, of course, is only a mashal. Mitzad tigboris kli levavai hagash mi levad. For the heart, the physical heart itself that the lion has. Avlo mitzad apnimius, not mitzad pnimius. It's only a mashal, of course, of the sha'aga, of the shaga of a Jewish heart that is screaming out with ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how the next page Nun. How this level of Chitzonius relates to the higher level of Pnimius. Right, we'll talk more about next time. Let's just finish this last paragraph on the top of in the beer of on page Nun. On page Nun on top. The right hand column on page Nun. V'chenema achrei Hashem yileichu achrei miloshen achorayim. Achrei means after something, not inside, but outside. V'loi pnimius. Achorayim means outside. Shia chitzen yishal ori yizbaruch lefi sheshogav yahav azush techitzen yishalev noldam yahasog v'zabon yizbor amispashit min yizbaruch. Because this is still called Achrei Hashem. It's the Chitzonius Alev. It's that which is thinking about the light of Hashem, not Hashem himself, Kivyocha, but the light of Hashem that's Mispashet, to give life to all worlds every moment. Shimat Rak Madrega Chitzonius. The Rak Madrega Zub, Ba'ur Yisbaruch, Yicholias, Nitpeses Basak, is only this level of Hashem's light as it extends into the world, as it's mispashit into my life to give me life. That's all I could think about. I can't understand God himself. I can only think about how godliness gives life to me and everything around me. I can't understand God himself. So this avoid is an avoid with meditation, with seichel, and avoid the sichlus with his boninus in the light of Hashem that's mispashet and reaches even me to give me life every single second, this second, to give me life. So I think what we'll begin with Bez Hashem next time, we'll begin just to go over that footnote 21, make sure that we get exactly what that is, to have it clear, the Chitzonius Ha'or and the Pnimius Ha'or, and then we'll talk about the Pnimius Halev and how the Shofar accomplishes that. Yes.